Simply Done, the podcast network.
Well, I think we may have lost our sponsors. Sweet!
You can sit down, sir.
Whoa, dude, don't come up behind me like that, man.
What'd he do?
Oh, I'm leaning over. He comes up right behind me. Dude,
just go. I said you can sit down.
No, come on. Just go, dude. Just go. That's so just.
Can you turn off the TV here?
It's so just going like. I'm standing there and you just go. Just go over there. Hey, buddy.
Looks at me like I'm a criminal.
You are. You lost a sponsor for us today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, Perry.
How did I lose a sponsor?
Okay, we'll get into it a little more.
I love this shit.
Okay, well, Perry, it's as simple as this. Last week, I told you and Nick the way to handle yourself when you come over here before the show.
How?
I didn't want you here 3 hours before the start of the show. You know what? We'll get into it in the show. But you lost a fucking... Shut up. We'll get into it during the show. We're going to do it during the show.
Is this the show song?
Can you lower my volume, please?
Oh, God. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm Don. I'm not happy with Perry.
I'm Maul. I'm happy with both these guys.
I don't know what the problem is, but I'm Scary Perry.
The King of Friday Night Comedy.
Well, Perry today has lost a sponsor.
Blaming me.
Okay.
I have no...
Okay,
no,
well, you have a
I
problem.
Have no...
Mrs. McButter's Nutter
okay,
Butter
bottom,
Cookies?
Bottom line is this. When you come to the secret location in West Hollywood, you were told to not park in front. You were told to go somewhere else. Your manager, Nick, and I spoke about it, and you were going to go and wait by what the...
Wait, don't tell me that. I want to guess what sponsor we lost. I want to guess the sponsor.
We only have one.
Is it, Cupcake Kathy's?
Well, shut up.
You shut up.
He lost a sponsor.
I'm allowed to guess what sponsor. Read
we
the Bible, dude.
We only have one, Jagoff.
No, we don't. Not anymore. Now we're free. We're free of the constraints of the sponsors keeping us down and controlling what we can and cannot say. No more will they lord over us with their...
Well, then you pay for the whole fucking thing, and you pay for my bills, you pay for Don's bills, and you pay for your bills.
Apparently,
you
I did
Jane
pay
bills.
For your bills when you stole $860.
No, he
I
got a birthday
for
present
right,
for
right,
you.
Right, right, he's buying, yeah.
All right, let's get back to what you did here.
What? I did nothing.
Yes, you did.
I parked
Perry,
the car. And, I put a quarter in the meter. I
and what'd you
for
do?
For 10 minutes, I went inside.
He
I
went inside
the
where? You went inside where?
Fucking...
You went inside where? A place you were told not to go inside until you got a call, which I tried to call you numerous times.
Oh, Jesus, we needed to use the restroom, okay?
Okay, I told you not to go there. You fucked up another sponsor, just like you did Neil Leeds. You are an idiot.
I didn't fuck up
you...
nobody.
Well, yeah, well, they're not sponsoring us anymore. And why? Did he yell at you when you went in there?
Who?
Huck.
He didn't yell at me
Who
when
did?
I went in there. I just asked if I needed to use the restroom. But when
you
he
asked
yelled,
him if you needed to use it?
So he did yell.
And wait, what did
when
they say?
He
did
yelled,
you need to use it or
he
not?
He yelled saying that, tell Don to not expect me to be ready with food for 10 fucking minutes. Tell him to call an hour earlier.
Right, because you wouldn't pick up the fucking phone. You were told to not go in there until I call you. You did it again. You fucked
blame
up.
Me.
I am.
Blame me for everything.
Because you did it.
Third base.
What does that mean, Mole?
It's like we're doing who's on first. You guys do that part, and then I come in with that.
Okay, Mole, I don't think you understand what's going on here. Perry lost another sponsor because
it's
of
not
his stoop.
My fault.
Yes, it
no.
is. You were
fuck
told.
You.
Perry, you were
fuck
told.
Fuck you.
Fuck me. I ought to beat your fucking greasy fucking ass.
I'll tell you what you ought to do is get on the horn with Cupcake
Kathy. At least
Kathy
I take a shower once
out.
A day, not once a week.
Oh, yeah? I take one 2 times a day, and every time you come here, you smell like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, anyway.
Smell like shit.
We'll get to this, you dumb fuck. And you can't even take it. You went in when you were told not to. You
needed to use the restroom, Jesus.
Then you.
It had nothing to do with picking up the fucking food. He
you are a
straight out. Tell him to call an hour
right,
early.
Right.
An hour early. Not 10 minutes, you fuck.
You're the fucking moron. How can
you're
you not comprehend?
Moron.
How can you not comprehend? comprehend this.
When you went to the bathroom, did you go yellow or bang bang?
Yellow, stooge.
Okay,
right,
but you were told
not
to go in the building. You were told not to go in the building. I don't give a fuck if you pee on a tree. You were told not to go into the building, and you did. You were out of line.
I could go in the building right when you call.
No, you can't. You are not, when I tell you that the food is
whatever.
Ready. Well, that's what the agreement that I had with the owner of What the Huck. And you broke the fucking thing because you are stupid. Now, let's read something
whatever.
Else here. We've got something from the letter from the desk of the bosses upstairs. Gentlemen, after Molinsky walked off the show 2 weeks ago, the bosses upstairs felt it was time to get together for a meeting. Subject matter, the Big Three podcast. The results of this meeting were not good, with a complete cancellation of the podcast, one of the most popular thoughts of how to deal with the problem.
I'm the problem.
Okay.
Because I'm here, period.
Okay.
And since I'm
Let me finish reading.
Read it.
The mole mishap is the latest in a series of mishaps that every other time has involved Scary Perry, the Scaremaster Caramello.
Caravello.
A short list of the Perry mishaps.
B is in Victor.
Let me finish the letter. I'm just reading the way it's spelled here.
Fucking assholes.
Okay. Yeah, look at you. A short list of the Perry mishaps, or total fuck-ups, as the kids have called it, have brought embarrassment to the entire staff of the bosses upstairs. And then it has a little list here. You were going to say something, Mole.
What did I do?
Because you
finish
walked up
reading
the show.
The letter.
Okay. All right. It has a list here. Perry's Corner, canceled. Perry's Movie Time, canceled. And the latest, Perry's Sexcapades, canceled. We have given your podcast a lot of freedom, but we feel it is now time to put our foot down. So the Big Three either complies, or we're going to end our association with your podcast.
Talking about the Sexcapades, I got my...
Okay, shut up.
Oh, you got something going for Guy Talk?
Yeah, it's in my truck.
You got something locked in the
loader. It's in your truck.
Yeah.
So how's that going to do us any good up here?
I can run down and get it.
What is it?
Because you've been asking one page per
I'll
story.
Grab it. Give me okay. one, give me your keys.
No,
I'll go
I'm not
grab
giving
it.
You my keys.
I'll go grab it.
Fuck
finish.
You.
He'll let
you
he'll grab
fuck
it.
You.
He's closer
no,
to the door.
Goes in my truck.
He's closer
hey,
to the door, Perry.
You
let
him
go.
I'm trying to do your favor. I'm going to go grab the thing out of your truck. You can work it out with him about what's going on with Kathy's cupcakes.
Kathy's cupcakes?
You know what I mean.
Let me read this, and then we'll organize that. Okay. We're bringing back Perry's Sexcapades. The big difference this time will be that Perry will do work on it. And each week he will bring in one typewritten page of a real-life sex story involving Perry and some of the whores and prostitutes of the San Fernando Valley. This will start next week, and Perry should not only bring a new one-page story of his sex stories involving a whore or prostitute of the San Fernando Valley, but he should also bring in a one-page typewritten page retelling the shorty story. All right, to the second thing. We may be able to use the Big Three loaning their voices to some audiobooks, and our first book that we'll take a shot at is the very popular 50 Shades of Grey. We'd like to hear Perry read a paragraph or so we can see if we can sell the idea of using your voices or not. Watch your step. The boss is upstairs. Okay.
Is this the part where the audience can connect with us by sending $10?
Not yet.
What's the book?
Well, it's probably 50 Shades of Grey.
Is that
50
Shades of Grey?
Okay, yes. All right, right there on this page, page 119, where it says, that's where you start reading. Right there.
Scaremaster.
The second paragraph.
Scaremaster. Scaremaster. Scaremaster.
What?
Blow them away with this dude. Blow.
Scaremaster.
Blow them away.
Scaremaster.
Blow them away with this. Show.
Scaremaster.
Just
show
read.
Show what you could do. Scaremaster. Show them what you could do.
Just read.
Okay.
Which starts with arg.
Arg.
But blow them away with this dude.
I cry as I feel
Scaremaster.
Weird.
Scaremaster.
Shut up, asshole.
Just blow them away with it.
Again, arg! I cry as I feel a weird pinching
Scaremaster, 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 Scaremaster.
Shut up, asshole! I'm supposed to read!
You are so fucking unprofessional.
That, no, he's got the energy now.
All right, go ahead. Start from the beginning. Start from arg.
Scaremaster, Scaremaster.
All right, first of all, this is a woman. This is a woman. It sounds more like a pirate. Read on.
I cry as I feel a weird pinching.
Scaremaster, Scaremaster, do the arg thing, but like a lady.
I'm going to hand the book back to you. If he starts speaking one last time,
I can't stop him.
What did what I
I'm
do?
Saying.
You open your fucking mouth, Jagoff! Shut the fuck up!
The
one
boss,
last time.
The bosses upstairs have said you're going to do it. You will do what you're told to do. Perry, I don't know what's in your fucking system today, but it's bullshit.
Nothing is in my system today.
Strawberry
absolutely
you?
Nothing but this.
Yeah.
Okay? This. It's called water. I haven't had any fucking food all fucking day because I have no fucking money for it. I'm broken at shit, motherfucker. I ain't gonna fucking paid.
Perry, can I say something that I've noticed? You're bringing your personal problems to the podcast.
But this show
it's
is
called
about-
I don't get fucking paid on a fucking podcast.
You know what?
I ain't gonna make the fucking money, you son of a bitch.
You make a good point, Mole. This is a show about not only what pop culture is, but it is about,
about
our own personal
lives. And problems.
Arr!
It's still, you're not
I
a lady.
Cry
that,
as
scaremaster,
I feel
scaremaster, scaremaster. You got to do like a lady.
I'm done.
No, you're not done. You handle Mole like you're supposed to.
Scaremaster, look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. Look what I'm doing.
Okay, he does have his finger over his lips. All right, why don't we try this again? But sound a little more ladylike.
Ladylike? I don't talk like
this. This is a woman that you're that...
Oh, hi.
No.
Arr. What, like she's just got done sucking a cock or something?
Actually, what's happening here, a little background. This is where
what
she
loses... before?
Please. This is where this woman loses her virginity. Okay? So take it from there.
Oh, so she's like choking on cum or something.
If that's the way you lose your virginity, I guess. That's your interpretation.
I cried as I feel a weird pinching sensation deep inside me. As he rips through my virginity, he's still gazing down at me, his eyes bright with ecstatic triumph.
Can I take my finger off my mouth?
Keep going. Yeah, of course you can.
His mouth
because my
is
finger under my nose smells like a doobie.
Shut up.
No, my finger smells like a doobie. Oh, you're doing it. Now you're doing it.
Shut it.
Show me.
What's going on?
He's doing some weird stuff.
Yeah, he is.
His mouth is open slightly, and his breathing is harsh. His groans. You're so tight. You okay? I nod my eyes wide. My hands on his forehead. Or wait. My hands on his forearms. I feel so full.
Like she ate a big dinner or something?
He stays still, letting me exclimatize to the intrusive, overwhelming feeling of him inside of me. I'm going to move, baby. He breathes after a moment, his voice tight. Oh! He eases back with exquisite slowness, and he closes his eyes and groans and thrusts into me again. I cry out a second time, and he stills, more! He whispers, his voice raw. Yes! I breathe. He does it once more and stills again. I groan, my body accepting him. Oh! I want this again! He breathes. Yes! It's a plea. And he moves, but this time he doesn't stop. He shifts into his elbows so I can feel his weight on me, holding me down.
Dude, this is really getting Callahan-y, man. I'm telling you, Scaremaster.
I'm supposed to be a chick, you fag.
No, but you're just sitting there talking about a dude just ramming you, man.
It's called I'm a Chick in this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, come on. Keep reading. No,
I'm done.
No, the boss is
upset. You said a paragraph.
Okay, just a little more. Just a little more. Just a little
super
more.
Super Callahan-y, man.
You know what? I'll tell you something.
If I'm supposed
Perry,
to be a chick.
Perry, let me say something to you. First of all, I think what's going on here to something that could get us some audio books on tapes voiceover.
You know, save this stuff for Dimitri Moreland, because he's the one who's
Dimitri
really...
Moreland's a fucking queer. I'm going to delete the fucking... I'm going to block him from everything. My fucking computer, all my websites on my fucking internet, all my cell phone numbers, which I changed again.
Why? What did Dimitri do?
He's a fucking queer.
Perry, just finish reading. Perry, stop.
I'm done reading.
Perry, stop.
I'm done reading. You said a paragraph, not a fucking
All right, Perry. Perry.
You fucking asshole.
Mole, hold on just for 1 second. This is my feeling, okay? Perry, listen. Right now, you're on a fucking roll. What I think you're...
I'm not making a fucking bill. How much money am I making? Zero.
Well, that's great, because this is the time when people can connect with the big three.
We lost a fucking sponsor. All I had is one fucking sponsor.
Scaremaster, did you see how many $10 shout-outs are this week?
Don doesn't show me shit.
Wow. Are you belching?
Yeah, I'm not feeling good.
What I'm trying to...
I can't believe all this garbage that's going on in my life.
Oh, like
what's going on,
when you went over
and lost a sponsor today?
I didn't lose a sponsor today. I just went in to use a bathroom.
Right.
But what is going on?
In a place you were told not to go. Simple as that. You were told not to go in there until you were told to go in there.
That doesn't mean that I'm bugging him.
Yeah, well, you did, and he dropped us as a sponsor.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
I wasn't the one that called.
Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it?
Who calls up for the food? You do.
Right.
Who's the one that says,
yeah,
I want the food done in 5 minutes?
No, no,
you do.
No, that's not true at all. No, that's not true at all. What was called up, when I called him today.
He got in my face about you.
Stop. Again, stop. What was done was this. I called him at a certain time before I even spoke with you. Shut up. And what he said is, we are really backed up. Please wait until after 6:30. And what I was going to do is I was going to order the food after the show. That's what I was going to do. I tried to get in touch with you. I couldn't get in touch with you.
I'm on the phone with Nick.
I don't give a fuck who you were on the phone with. I tried to call you numerous times to tell you not to go in there and to come back.
Didn't we already do this part of the show?
I know it, but he's so fucking stupid.
You're so fucking stupid.
You did something you were told not to, and our sponsor is no longer with us.
What about the fact that Ron Palillo died and you guys are fighting over free Thai food? Shame. Shame.
Okay, go back to finishing reading.
I'm done reading.
Oh, really? You just are the worst human being. You were told to do this by the bosses.
You said
upstairs.
A paragraph,
okay?
Not a page.
I'm telling you to keep reading. Get back into the voice. Get back in the character.
I like to hear him do it in his own voice. Why don't we mix it up? Let's hear what it sounds like when Scaremaster just reads it.
Okay, pick it up with you just reading it.
Well, it all depends on, if I...
Just do it in your voice. Just try it.
And he moves, but this time he moves... He doesn't stop.
Okay, that's
he
fine. There you go. That's a note.
No, go. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how... They want to hear the Scaremaster's voice. Scaremaster, hit some of that, man. Show him what you got.
He shifts into his elbows... So I can feel his weight on me, holding me down. He moves slowly at first, easing himself in and out of me. And as I grow accustomed to the alien feeling, my hips move tentatively to meet his. He speeds up. I moan. He pounds on. Picking up speed, merciless, a relentless rhythm, and I keep up, meeting his thrusts. He grasps my head behind his hands and kisses me hard. His teeth pulling at my lower lip again. He shifts slightly, and I can feel. I can feel something building deep inside me. Like before, I start to stiffen as he thrusts on and on. My body quivers, bows. A sheen of sweet gathers over me. Oh, my! I didn't know it would feel like this. Didn't know it could feel as good as this. My thoughts are scattered. My thoughts are scattering. There's only sensation. Only him. Only me. Oh, please, I stiffen. Come for me, Anna, he whispers. It should be like more like this. Come for me, Anna.
Oh, that's just creepy, dude. Listen, you talking about some dude nailing you, that's one thing. But when you start whispering, that's like poltergeist and stuff.
All right, I think we've
then I'm done.
I didn't sign on to do a show like this, you know what I mean?
And I don't blame you, Mole. You did add a little creepiness at the end. You were doing
that's
so
what
well
it was like
so
with
well.
That's what it was like with what's his face.
It's over.
What's over?
It's over.
What are you talking about?
Everything.
Are you coming back again after being talked to last week about threatening to quit? Are you quitting?
Or
again?
Is this a suicide plea?
Yeah, the bridge sounds good.
Good.
Splash.
Perry, you got. Why would you even think about killing yourself? You've got everything.
I'm
going
not
for
killing
you.
Myself.
They recently.
I'm doing a fucking Michael Phillips dive.
Okay, let me tell you something. The Disney Channel show, that what? Perry the Platypus.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. What is
I
that?
I know.
Phineas and Ferb.
Talking about Perry the Platypus.
They copied you. You know that, don't you?
Can I get residuals from that?
Absolutely not. Because
why?
He could probably go after them.
You know what you ought to do? You have who's that attorney friend of yours? I forget his name.
Dan?
You ought to ask him about that.
He should go after either Phineas or Ferb.
Go after both of them.
But that means lawsuit, and I don't want a lawsuit. I don't want to sue anybody.
You know what? You go over there, and you start calling him. You start calling them. Have Dan, as your representation, call them and find out and say that you really believe that they are stealing your soul, so to speak. Anyway, you know what? We've reached that point of the show where you, the fan out there, you get a chance to say what's on your mind because it's time once again for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the show before, this is where you, the common folk, the listener out there, you get a chance to say what you want to say to us. If you're feeling something, say it.
I think they're uncommon folk. I think the Big Three fan isn't the common folk, Dan, nay, but rather that rarest of rare, the uncommon folk.
Maybe the best people on this earth.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, anyway, to get your little shout out, all you have to do is send $10 to us. That's $10 cash, no checks, no money orders. And what is it? It's straight cash, homie. You send it to $10 shout out, care of Don Barrow, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. We've got a few of these right here. All right, the first one. Dear Big Three, I'm the guy that helped prove that Perry stole the money from Mole by hacking into the Scaremaster's bank account. I've asked to help you in any way that I can, but no one has gotten back in touch with me. Just waiting for my next assignment. I don't know why, but working for you makes my life worth living. I told my wife that I have to divorce her because I've put every hour of every day into working for the Big Three. Love, Hugh A. Gregg III.
So somebody hacked into my bank accounts, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he didn't hack in, but he was just in there looking at all the information stuff.
Mole, would you mind reading this one for us, please?
Sure. Oh, that's a lot of words.
It's in pencil. It's easier to read that way.
That's good. That's, hold on.
Handwritten pencil. That's the easiest way to do this.
You know what I like is a lot of words written on notebook paper in pencil.
Did you get my message that I left you on the phone about asking for a loan?
Yeah.
Hey, Danimo.
No, I didn't.
This is Perry, the king of Friday Night Comedy. I'm writing to both of you to finally give my confession. What? First off, I am back on crack cocaine. This is what you gave me the courage to write this letter because I'm high off my mind right now. And second, I confess that I, in fact, blew Randy Callahan and swallowed his L like
oh,
it was
God,
a milkshake.
Is,
it was hilarious
is,
and delicious.
I
also am wildly in love with you, Dan.
Listen to it, and then
these
we'll
beautiful
deal with
blue
it.
Eyes make their toe curls and make their hairs on my A-Stan, I often fantasize that you and Mo would just tear my sphincter until I'd be, I'm sorry I'm into foot play, but all means you should need to break wind of the show. Please don't waste and just blast in my face. Hold me down if you have to. I don't have AIDS, like everyone says, but I do have herpes. Another thing, I do worship Satan and love to F guys over a pentagram. I renounce the Javajo religion 666. God. In addition, I invite you guys over to my apartment after podcast spaghetti dinner.
Is this for real?
You don't know?
Hold on. Anytime you guys want to do a podcast, we're here in my apartment. Feel free to just show up at 7732 Cedar Boulevard, apartment 102.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You wrote it, dude.
I didn't write it.
P.S. I did stuff. I was just doing Dan. P.S. I did I don't care if I mess up. P.S. I did steal the money from the holiday show. I did can the government. I did can the government for my fake disability claim and love to lick
fake
the toilet
disability
seats
claim
in public restrooms while I'm at Italian gay pride. Because I'm Italian gay lustfully. Scary Perry Caravello. Also, I've changed my name. Scary Perry, Scary Fairy. God, this cocaine is so good. Also, this $10 goes to Maul because I effed him over when I stole the money. Thank
what
you.
A lie.
Scare Master, thank
what
you.
What a fucking lie.
No, thank
why would you write
dude?
That if you didn't
I didn't it? Write it, asshole.
Then why is it saying your name?
Because people do look, that shit.
Look at the return address right here. 7722 Reseda Boulevard, apartment
it's 102. Not me, asshole.
Then why would you write that down?
I didn't write it, Jagoff!
Okay. Scare Master, you should get that tattoo.
Oh, because he put on you put on the front that little sticker of the gay sticker.
That's a good tattoo for you.
All right, tattoo. We've got another.
Not with the gay, just your face. That would be cool, dude.
It would be cool.
On your back.
We've got another shout out here. Dearest Big Three, please find enclosed my $10 shout out money. Also enclosed are four Caramello Koala milk chocolate treats. One is for Mary Jane because she is lovely. Oh.
Aww.
Look at this. Here's one for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Here, Mary Jane. That's for you. Scaremaster.
Caramello koalas.
Really looks good.
Mmm. Oh, my God. It tastes like koalas. Mmm.
I live in Australia, but every time I eat a caramello koala, it makes me think of Perry Caramello. I don't care that Perry killed Eric or Sheba or poor little Nathaniel. I don't care that Perry let a man suck him off. It doesn't matter that he has a fake disability scheme.
It's not fake.
Okay, a lot of people think it
is. It's not fake.
I'm just telling you, a lot of people think it is.
If my fucking car accident happened, why would that be fake?
I don't know, because you could have like...
Oh. So,
you didn't even hear what I said. You didn't even hear what I said. And yet... Okay, a lot of people, they feel, hey, I got nothing going in life. Hey, here's a car accident. I'll pretend like I'm hurting right now.
Pretend?
Or the car accident happened, you ran over while you were skateboarding by a car accident, ran over like you were in the car.
Shut up.
That's another point. All right, let me pick this up. I chose to look past those facts. I think that Perry has some real talent. Oh, this is a nice guy. We haven't seen any examples of it yet, but I just know that it's there. I've recently visited Perry's website, scaryperryproductions.com. Oh, should I say that? Is that his 60 seconds?
That's part of his 60 seconds.
Okay, so should we take some time off? All right, then it is 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
Silence.
You're not going to use the 60 seconds? Can I use them?
Fuck no!
You're not going to use them. I'd like to talk about a great American hero and skateboard enthusiast. Terrifying Tim.
Oh, fuck off,
asshole. You're
looking
at the best skateboards out there? Yes. Terrifying Tim may still be missing. But if you want a great skateboard at a reasonable price, get a Terrifying Tim skateboard.
Yeah,
get
sure.
Get in touch with me. I will let you know how you can get them.
Yeah, Scary Perry
Skateboards. Very difficult to get these skateboards, but I can show you how you can get
them.
You can have a Terrifying Tim skateboard and be the envy of all the kids at the skate park.
Sure.
You want to do the best tricks? You're going to need a Terrifying Tim skateboard. Terrifying Tim. Yes, he was shot down over the Sea of Japan. But he's still alive on Monster Island somewhere, and he'll be back one day
on
a raft
Island,
made out of skateboards.
He's not
Terrifying
on Monster
Tim skateboards,
Island. He's in Boston.
The best skateboards there are. You want a Terrifying Tim skateboard? Get one today.
Stop! Okay, that was 60 seconds with Perry. You know, I didn't take away that time where we mentioned the ScaryPerryProductions.com, but I'll read this again. I have recently visited Perry's website, ScaryPerryProductions.com, where I ignored the spelling and grammatical mistakes. His website states that Perry is a master of impressions and accents. Plus, it lists several of his formidable skills. To earn his $10 today, I want to help Perry finally reveal his talent. I would like to hear Perry attempt the following. Javajos are known for knocking on my front door at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Please have Perry give an example how he would preach the Javajo message door-to-door using an Australian accent. Try that a little bit. You just pretended like you had a zipper over your mouth and you just sealed the zipper. You're not going to talk? How does this help the podcast? Okay, you complain about not having money. Here's a way that in the future, money will be there. As we saw when you made almost $1,000. When you made almost $1,000 at the Comedy Store, big show. Now you're not going to talk. You're not going to talk the rest of the show then. Really?
Okay. Sweet.
Then let me read on. He's not going to do that. He wants to also see under skills on his website, Perry says that he's a race car driver and a motocross racer.
Please he only drives Toyotas, dude. That's the only place you race there is to the mechanic.
Please have Perry tell us how the last time he raced motorbikes using the surfer accent. So he wants you to use a surfer accent.
I'll do it for him. Hey, man, you know what? I don't really know how to drive a stick shift. I drive a Toyota, so I really know how to go to this place where I got to go to the mechanic.
I think this guy wants Perry to do it, and then he wants him to. It is well documented that Perry has a horrifying cocaine habit. Please have Perry detail his depraved drug addiction using his English accent.
One time I went there to some dark and I did.
A bit of tea before we do some crack.
So that right up my own nose,
you can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat. Chim chiminy, chim chim chiroo.
I hope my letter is not too long. Some $10 shout-out letters tend to ramble. And
what's up, Skimmers? You want some water?
Some $10 shoutouts tend to ramble on and on for ages without really getting anywhere. Can't never getting to the point and just keep going round and round in circles forever. Nice work, Big Three. Matt Turfray. Fremantle, West Australia.
Thank you. You wanted to recycle it.
So, well, that was nice that he gave us some candy, some Australian candy. All right, we have... Actually, that's it. That's all we had today. That's today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Well, you know, this Sunday is a big day because this...
What's going on, Dan?
Well, what is going on this Sunday?
Maritime. My birthday.
It is your birthday. And, you know, since we are not going to be seeing you on Sunday, I got you a little gift here. There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm excited to open this, but I got to tell you, I'm mostly excited about the gift I'm getting from that guy right there. Because when he said he took my $860, he's going to...
$874.98.
That he's going to give me... it was all for a gift. Scaremaster, I don't know what you got up your sleeve, but I'm very excited. But should I open this first or yours first?
Open that one first.
Whoa, dude! Dan, How much is here? Wait a second. 6, 7, 8, 6, 23, 56, 70. It's $874.98 here, buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thanks, but what's this for?
For your birthday. I felt a little bad because Perry stole money from you and didn't give a shit about your feelings.
Perry didn't
at all.
Steal the money. He took the money to buy me a gift.
Well, we'll see.
Well, here we go. Hold on. There's the gift from Dan. Scaremaster.
I can't hear you.
Hey, could you stop? Could you stop?
I don't have it.
Sure do.
How do I have it?
You just gave it to him.
I didn't give him. I gave him a gift from me.
It was all my money that I gave you to give to him.
Oh, he gave you that money, Dan?
No, that's not true at all.
Liar.
It's, he said he did.
You gave me that money.
You really make chocolate, eating chocolate look attractive, Scary Master. You should do commercials for Cadbury.
I know, huh?
Like that, yeah. Just like that when you get the wrapper all in your mouth and stuff. Dig in there. Get in there. Get in there. Get that bite. Get that bite.
Do you have this gift?
Yeah. 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 Mary Jane, look at that. Do that again, Scary Master. Delicious. So, where's my present?
Dan, Don just gave it to you.
Dan.
No, that's the one that I gave to you.
That's what you gave to me. But right. He said he gave you that cash to give to me.
He's lying.
Well, you guys got to work this out.
When did you give me the cash, Perry?
I'm not going to tell you.
You don't need to tell me.
No, I need some water, please.
Whoa, look at that. Dan jumping. Dan jumping. When did you give him the cash? Scare Master, quit screwing around. Seriously, when did you give him the cash?
Last week.
Okay, because you know there's an investigation going on about this, right?
The investigation was stopped.
No, it was not stopped. No, it was not stopped.
So you don't have a gift for him?
I've got investigations going on myself.
You've got investigations going on. Well, about what?
The money you took?
Not the money that I took. The money that Chief Justice George, ex-Chief Justice George took. The money
that
his son took.
What?
The money that
you, that
Princess
guy?
Tanny took.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great case. This is where you are suing judges. This is going to get you millions of dollars.
Yeah, when it's over with.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going crazy.
Let me tell you something. You know
why?
Why
are you suing judges? Those guys have dedicated their lives
they're
to the public
thieves.
Good.
Here's
they're
what,
thieves.
Here's
that's
what happens.
Those are some very serious allegations to be saying about.
I'll tell you something that may happen.
Judges.
And this is what you got to look out for, Perry. Because sometimes when the case is ridiculous and they try to push it upon somebody else, a judge will drop out.
They've transferred the case to San Diego now.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
I know. Uh-huh.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
What?
It means that you're transferring it to another. They're trying to fix it again. Because of. We've already proven that the judge in Orange County was trying to fix the case. So we've already proven that judge was fixing the case.
Now, how do you prove that, Scare Master? What do you do exactly that proves this stuff?
I'm not.
Are
I'm
you
not
a paralegal? But I mean, you get
that.
In there and you do research and
you got
you, do,
it.
You look at court documents
you
and
got
you,
it.
You weigh them and you look for inconsistencies in their rulings or what exactly do you look for when you're looking to
that is
bust
that is my
judge?
Top secret. That is my top secret.
Oh, so you have a you,
yeah.
So yeah, you bring justice to the justices.
You got wow. Wait till this is over with. It's about ready to go to the
why
US
don't you
Supreme
do
Court.
A reality show if you're I mean, why don't you do a reality show about it?
It's not a bad idea.
Can you guys
why no why is the
I can't
guys?
Be in, yeah, it, this is we, you and Dan. Because here's what's funny. I think America would love to see somebody doing something as ridiculous as this.
No, no, this
and
is not
this
something.
Is not
no, no, this is not ridiculous.
Oh, it's not?
This is not ridiculous.
Who's
people
told
would
you
say,
that? Wait a minute. Let me ask one question, then you can go on. Who's told you that this isn't ridiculous?
When you see the robberies that have gone on in the state capitol against you, him, her, me, that's what's ridiculous.
For instance.
For instance. I really can't get into the.
Just any kind of example. Of,
you've done a lot of research, so you probably have a couple stories. Just tell us one.
Well,
this is interesting.
Well, our taxes, for example.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Have gone through the roof.
Right.
Because of the money laundering.
The money laundering.
Whoa.
What do you mean money laundering?
I'm gonna let it ride right there.
Okay.
What do you mean you're going to let it
you
ride?
You mean like they take it to a laundry?
No. They steal money from the state.
Who did?
The judges, I believe he's
the
claiming.
Judges.
The judges. Whoa. Steal the money from the
laundry. When I say
the
they,
laundry.
That means judges.
Okay, so it's $1.50 to do a wash. It's like $75 to do the dryer. They're stealing.
Where are you going to get it at 75 to do a dry load? That's a buck at least.
Oh, no, no. You got to go to Boyle Heights to do your laundry.
Got to go Boyle Heights to do your laundry. That's funny. In my place, it's a buck. It's 5 quarters for a wash,
right?
And 4 quarters for a dry.
See, that's
for dry. That's why you got to Boyle Heights.
What else is Boyle Heights known
for? Oh my God! You like mariachi music?
No.
Oh God!
And you will not like Boyle Heights.
Yeah, I mean, but the savings on the dry loads.
He just better. You like mariachi music? You said no.
Let's
and you then you won't like Boyle Heights.
That's what we just said. It is what we just said.
That is funny.
It is funny, I guess.
You know,
I
what?
Like the way the Scare Master said it better than when you and me said it. Right.
Because he has that
again,
sense
Scare
of timing.
Master.
You like mariachi music? No. Then you won't like Boyle Heights.
It's true.
You know what? In Boyle Heights, you do 4 loads of laundry, those 4 dryer loads. You're going to save a buck there.
That's a dollar, and that's a dollar you could use to go back and get a whole other load and have a quarter to play the Miss Pac-Man machine.
Oh, God.
It's fun. Anyway, back to...
You like Miss Pac-Man. I used so to this love asteroids.
You did?
Asteroids.
Yeah, Randy Callahan liked your asteroids.
You know what, you faggot? Would you fucking grow out of that fucking thing that happened... 20
Come on.
Fucking
it did
years
happen 20
ago.
Years ago.
It 20
did.
Fucking years
and he
ago.
Right. You're right.
And the other
Grow
side
out
of, it,
of it.
He didn't blow him. It was the opposite way. Perry
for,
got a blowjob from him.
Because
Let's
I got
just
in
drop
trouble.
It. We know this
I got
story.
In trouble.
It's unbelievable.
Trouble.
He gets enough bullshit
Christ,
from the fans out there that constantly call him saying,
you know,
blew
that
Randy
one,
Callahan.
That
didn't happen.
I know. That
Perry
one
got a
blowjob
from
that
him and he jerked him off. And I wish
you
would stop
it's
it.
Over. Next.
Thank you. Next. Anyway, back to what were you talking about? Perry's birthday
no,
gift.
No, you know what we're talking about.
Oh, the judges. Well, good luck on that. That sounds really interesting. You're doing
judge not lest ye be
judged.
No, fucking no. Judge not lest ye be
judged.
No, oh. Judge not lest ye be whatever.
Okay, I think he
Let's
was right.
Let's do a
little
mole time.
What do you mean mole time? What's mole time?
Let's do mole time.
Or mole play.
I'll do mole time. Whatever. Hey, welcome to mole time. This is time we sit around and we talk about what's going on. Hey, a lot of stuff going on. There are a lot of people thinking about a lot of stuff. And a lot of stuff.
Wait a minute. Hold
about.
On. Can I interrupt mole time?
Mole time or mole
that
play?
A, was that a phone
called.
Call that was... Send that through if you want.
It's mole time.
Play.
No, no,
mole
it's
play.
Mole time. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name?
Hey, Don, there he is.
Roll call. Hey, Mr. Adams.
How are you?
I believe I asked for names...
Dan and Maul.
That's
all accounted for. All accounted for. Question for you, fellas. Quick question. Does anyone have any idea how to remove genitalia from a bathtub drain?
Or is your genitalia stuck, Mr. Adams?
Oh, heavens, no. No, not me. It's a friend of mine. His name is Mr. Fladdams. Yes, that's it. Mr. Fladdams.
Call Roto-Rooter!
How'd you get stuck in the drain? All right, once more, Mr. Fladdams got them stuck by playing teabag in the drain spout. That is a game where you dangle your manhood just above the rim of the jacuzzi tub and yank them back at the magic moment.
I don't know that game.
Well, it's quite the best.
You said that, Perry.
Usually that is a
You just flush your troubles.
I want
down
you to
drain.
Know I got you a wonderful birthday gift.
A dog? A dog?
No, not a dog. It's an expensive watch. And at the moment I'm unable, at the moment, the very moment I'm able to reach it, I'll send it right over to you. I'm unable to right now.
No, I gave him cash, Mr. Adams.
Oh, wonderful. Cash is always nice. And what did Perry give Walter?
Nothing. Nothing.
I didn't even know that.
He didn't give me anything.
I thought he was to spend the $800+ that he had stolen from you, Walter.
I didn't steal the fucking money, my God.
Well, listen, let me say something here. Walter, I firmly believe it is time you went to the authorities over this. If Perry stole from you once, he'll do it again. Yes, yes?
How could I steal money when I didn't get...
Well, he did admit it. He admitted that he stole
yes,
from you
yes,
last podcast.
Yes, yes, he
oh,
did
Christ.
Admit to stealing it on the air last week, and that is all
because
the evidence
I was
you need right
to.
There.
You, Yankee, who listen, look, free at last.
Are you okay, Mr. Adams? What's going on?
Well, yes, Mr. Fladdams is all right. He's quite wonderful, actually. Just one stout tug.
Does that mean...
Will Lance would like to get fired again.
Joke time.
Yeah, joke time.
Where did the wasp go when he was feeling ill?
The waspital?
Yes, to the waspital, and that is where I am going to sew up my taint.
Ow.
Indeed. Ow, and then some. Ow. Toodles.
You sound like a chick when you said that.
Was it Mr. Fladdams?
Did you, have you ever had your taint pulled?
Ow.
No, ooh. That's what I said. What the fuck are you doing?
Ow. Sound like you. That's what I'm doing. Doing Don Barris impressions. Ow. Sounded like a little girl. Ow.
I'm blown away, and I will
say... So when are you going to fire me?
You want to get fired? You really want to go, Perry? If you want to end it, I'll be happy to end it, because you know what? Like you,
I am the show.
No, you're not.
Without me, you got
really?
No show.
Right. Well, we have no Big Three show, but we could do another show. Mole and I could do a political show if we wanted. We could get somebody else in here. There's plenty of people that want other people in here. It's not the same, but we could do it. You don't bring anything to it. You lost a sponsor today.
I lost the sponsor.
Yes, you did.
Thank you for admitting it.
Blame me. Blame
Perry.
Me.
Perry, hold on just one second. I want you to think about one thing real quick.
I just went in there and
Perry,
used the restroom.
All right,
I
Perry, Perry.
Said I got to make a boom, boom. Let me
and
go back.
And he gave me shit about you calling up
okay.
and you demanding the food and expecting it to be picked
okay,
up within 5 minutes.
Because Perry, what I did is this, is I normally call him a little bit before a certain time, a half an hour before you should pick it up. That's what I do. That's my side. You were told last week through Nick, and I told you, do not go in there until I give you the word. And we got into a big argument because of the fact last week your phone was off. And I couldn't get through to you. That's the reason that happened last week.
Honestly, I think it simplifies doing the podcast when we don't have to have that extra
it was not
added
my
thing
fault
of going to pick up that Thai food.
He got mad at you. He totally got in my face about you.
I think it actually,
you.
In the long run, this helps
he
us.
He totally okay. got in my face about you.
Okay.
Not
well,
about me.
Well,
you
know why?
You.
You know why, you dumb fuck?
Oh, I'm the dumb
yes,
fuck?
Yes, you are. Because
don't even get in my
I
face
couldn't
about
get
this.
Through to you to tell you not to go in.
Well, then tell Nick to get in touch with me. You couldn't call Nick.
I tried to.
You tried.
I tried like 6 times. You want to see my phone fuck face? Fuck.
Why does he have to call Nicholas to, before he has to talk to you? Because
I'm on the phone with Nick.
And he was on the phone with you. You fucked up, Perry.
I didn't fuck up. You fucked up.
Oh, jeez. All right. You were going to write a letter to What the Huck, and you were going to apologize, and then we are going to drop them as sponsors.
I'm not writing the letter.
Yes,
you're
you are.
The
no, I'm not. It's your fault.
Be nice
it's
if you
not
did.
My fault.
Be nice
did
if you,
you
did,
go
Scare Master. Be nice if you
to
did
the
it.
Store when you were told not to. Did you go in there, yes or no?
I went in to use the
yes,
restroom.
Yes, then the answer is yes. Then
shit.
The answer is yes. Well, they're running a business, and they told me not to let you in. And I told you not
they
to go.
They told you not to let me in?
Yes.
Like, what did I do wrong when I walk in? I don't force any problems.
Okay.
I don't start
Perry,
any shit.
Perry, you're too dumb to even understand.
Oh, fuck.
Perry, you're too stupid to even comprehend what's going on. All right. I'm
That's
just...
why this is the last show again.
Oh.
Okay.
Blame me
That's
for
fine.
Everything.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. You don't do anything. You said you had these new things with the Perry sexcapades where you talk about the prostitutes and the hookers that you've had sex with?
I left the sheet in my daytimer in the truck.
Give me a car, Keys. I'll
you're
go
not
get him.
Getting
I'll my, go get him.
You're not
I'll
go.
Go give me the keys.
You, fuck off.
Mary Jane, go down with Melonhead.
We're going down together.
No.
Come on,
Perry. We're in the middle of a podcast.
Stop shit.
You're the stupid...
No one goes in my
car.
No
one wants
me.
To go in your car. Relax,
you don't
dude.
Trust Mary Jane.
I don't trust anybody.
Just remember what you got to... Just talk about some other stuff, dude. If you wrote it down, you can remember it.
Sit down, Perry. We're going to cancel it again. Sit the fuck down.
20 minutes to wait for you to lumber downstairs and get it.
Again. Fucked up again. Fucked up again. Fucked up.
Here's
again.
What I'd like you to do. Have sexual relations with a prostitute this week. Then you could tell us about it.
No, it's not like it used to be.
Why?
Because the bitches aren't thumbing for rides in the valley like they did 20 years ago.
What does that mean? Is that when you used to get them when they were
thumbing?
That's how
they were.
Are you afraid to get busted? We'll send you a prostitute this week.
If we got you a prostitute, would you have sex with her and tell us a story
about her?
Maybe.
Okay. We'll send you a prostitute.
What kind of girls do you like? You like flat-chested girls, if I remember correctly.
If they're not D-cups, they're not mine, period.
What if it was a chick who used to be a dude and is still almost a dude?
And has D-cups?
Has D-cups, but also is not quite post-op.
You're a fucking sick, perverted, despicable, hateful, ignorant, demoralizing, disgusting migraine.
Words can hurt, Perry. Words can hurt.
I'm not done yet.
Oh.
Migraine. Dude, you're fucking hideous. I would never, ever, ever, ever get involved with a trans-testicle, transsexual fucking whore like your mother! Oh, oh, oh!
Yeah, but what if it was a dude who used to be a dude, now it's almost a chick?
Yeah, had her penis cut
almost
off.
Almost. Listen to that. Almost.
A post-op?
What?
A post-op.
What's a post-op?
It's like where you put letters that go to different countries.
Okay, listen, dude. You've nailed a lot of dudes, okay? What if this
I've
is a dude
nailed
who also
dude.
Has at least
faggot,
one boob?
Faggot. Faggot. I've
me?
Never nailed. Yeah,
me.
You.
Really? I'm the guy who's like, hi, I like dudes, and I'm reading books about
dudes. I don't like
dudes.
I never said
I like to read.
Dudes.
Oh, let's check early in the podcast when you're talking about that dude who's making sweet man love on you.
You did do that earlier. Like,
oh,
I never said anything like that.
Yeah,
put
did.
Your pee,
no,
put
I never
your pee
did.
In my V.
When you were reading from 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, because I'm reading a fucking book,
oh,
you fucking
yeah,
queer.
Right, yeah, you know it's a good book? Books that aren't about dudes ramming
oh,
you.
Oh, you fucking homo. Yeah, because I'm reading a fucking book and these... You oh, Christ.
Yeah, then what other books do you read? All you read about is books about dudes making love
then
on you.
Forget
and then
it,
the
I'm
movies
not
you watch, you like
in this fucking
about that.
Show because you guys are always setting me up for all this fucking faggot shit.
Okay. Question.
50 Shades of Grey.
All right, okay, here's a straight question. If we send
the name
you
of the book should be 50 Shades of Gay.
What if we send you a prostitute this week who's straight up pre-op?
I don't want it. It's not one of my girls.
It was Sheba.
You know,
Sheba was disgusting.
What I'd like
Sheba.
To do.
You love Sheba.
I never
Sheba
loved
was your
Sheba.
Meal ticket.
She, oh, that's
your
all Don said.
Your meal ticket.
Nah, she
that's
was.
All Don said.
She was.
Sheba was your meal ticket.
If
Sheba
it wasn't
was
for her
ticket,
passing away
ticket.
And you didn't have such a close relationship
I, but
and
that was
former
the only
lovers
I had
of
a close
Sheba, you would not have been in this show. And think of this. You would not be here right now. We would not have done the movie. Nothing. Hey, I want to make a challenge to all the fans out there. Take a little clip of when Perry was reading 50 Shades of Grey, and maybe put a video to it, if you can, a cartoon or something
oh,
like that. That would be a good one.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Yeah, I was reading a book. Remember that, you, all my fans.
You know what? It's time
yeah,
once again
your life.
For the Cookie Caramello update.
He's still
oh,
alive,
he's still
Perry.
Alive. That guy's
what?
Dead.
Of course.
What?
He's still kicking.
You couldn't wait
he's
until
so
we
boring.
Did the whole thing?
Drum roll!
Well, you've already done it. He's already told them.
Show's over, though.
I think you're forgetting something called mole time.
Mole play.
Yeah, I want to ask you one thing, Perry. You continue to say the show's over. You've been told that you're not allowed to say the show's over. Because
show's over.
What it will do is the people that are investing money into the show.
Who's investing okay. money? What, $10 shout-outs?
Maybe... Screw this up, Scaremaster. There's a Saudi family who's very interested in the Big Three podcast right now. Don't screw it up, okay?
And you know, and all you got to do is come here for an hour and a half. That's all you got to do. And all you do is fuck up. All you do is fuck
all
up.
All I do is fuck up, and all yeah. you do is blame things on me. Oh, you're the one that made us lose that sponsor that gave
yeah.
us Thai food.
Dude,
right.
there's a Saudi family right. who's very interested in the podcast.
You were told not to go in to What the Hucks until I called you. Did I call you? Yes or no?
No.
Did you go into What the Huck?
Yeah.
Okay,
use the
bingo.
Restroom.
Bingo. Doesn't matter.
Use the restroom.
You were told not to go in. They told us today not to come in, and you went in. I couldn't get a hold of you, and you went in. Let's do this. It is time for the best thing that we do on this show. And I'm telling you, Perry, you may get your wish. I would just like to know when this thing is done, what are you going to do?
What are you talking about?
When you're away from us, because when this show ends, I am done with you. No more my mother's dead. I need your help. No more cookies gone. I need your help. There's no more help. I'm away from you. I've been beaten up by you too many times.
You, all you do is beat me up.
Really? How'd I beat you up today?
Oh, you're the one that made us lose the podcast.
And you did. Not the podcast. The sponsor. Yes, and you did.
Did not. Oh, he kept...
Okay, Perry. Place. Because you wouldn't let me get in touch with you, you moron.
My phone
okay,
was
Perry,
dead.
Okay.
Time for fucking mole
you can punch play. Him. You can punch him in the face after. Dan.
Time for mole play.
Dan, come on. I need you in this.
Game's over.
I need you in this, Dan.
Blame me for everything.
You're the best actor in mole play, Dan. You're the best actor in mole play.
Fucking ass. You fuck. All right. Dirty, rotten fuck.
That's the energy we're looking for. There we go.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Okay. Sit down. In today's mole play, oh, tell them, explain mole play to everyone again.
Mole play is an improv game that we play on this show that Perry is terrible, I am good.
Take it.
That is true. Now, what I do is I set up a situation. We don't know what it's going to be, and I cast characters. It could be something we talked about on the show. It could be something in current events. And we cast that, and then we get it going, and let's see what we're going to be talking about. Wait, Mo, do we need to mention anything right now?
I don't think we do, and I don't care if we do because I fucking hate Perry.
Okay. In today's mole play, we travel forward in time. Midway through this week, when the Scaremaster at Home Alone is sitting around thinking about how he's going to fill his segment about talking about prostitutes, when there's a ring at the door, and who is it? But Foo Foo LaRue, the hottest prostitute in the valley. She's almost completely post-op. Scaremaster, you play Scaremaster. Dan, you play Foo Foo LaRue. Mole play.
Ding dong.
Hello.
It's me, Foo Foo. I'm at the door. Can I come in?
No, goodbye.
Come on, let me in. I'm paid for.
Paid for?
Let me take you on a ride like you won't forget.
Foo Foo pushes away into Scaremaster's apartment.
Let me in. Come on, let me
in.
Get out
of
here. No, I'm
in.
Scaremaster,
I didn't ask for you.
Scaremaster's never seen somebody as beautiful.
Look at my titties.
Yeah, sure.
Look at my titties. They're double.
Scaremaster, yes and. Yes and.
Go away.
Yes and.
Yes
wanna,
and what?
You want to touch them? Touch my titties. Look at the nipples. Double D's.
Please.
Come on, suck them.
With all that hair on your chest, get the fuck out of here. You're a transsexual, you bitch!
But look,
ow,
at,
ow, ow,
look at my titties, though. Look at my beautiful titties.
You're a man trying to be a chick! Ow, ow!
Foo Foo, reach, grab Scaremaster to show what a real lady he is.
Come here.
Touch what? Him.
And they kiss. And he squeezes Scaremaster's nipples.
Let go of me. Let go of
Scaremaster
me.
Supposed
loves
to squeeze your nipples.
Get back to places, please. Get back to one.
God.
Foo Foo reaches in and squeezes Scaremaster's nipples. Scaremaster says, I just read 50 Shades of Grey and I like this stuff.
50 Shades of Gay, not Grey.
He squeezes his nipple.
God, you're weak.
I'm terribly weak because of my neck surgery.
Yeah, well.
My neck surgery took all my strength away.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
Ugh, socks.
I like your USA socks, Scaremaster. Where'd you get those?
Shoe store.
Nice. Well, that was pretty intense. I hope the foo-foo-loo and Scare Master work it out. We'll find out next week on the Big T Podcast. Good night, everybody.
Unfortunately, we got about to fill 5 minutes.
Okay. Hey, so Scare Master, what happened to What the Hucks? No. Let's talk about this stuff. Hey, Scare Master, what happens if we don't fill those 5 minutes?
Well, the boss is upstairs.
Oh, no,
fuck us
really?
Over.
What
yeah.
What happened to What the
what
Hucks?
What exactly happened?
I went in to use the restroom and,
All right, stop. We're not talking about that because no matter what, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. You were told not to do it. Then you went in there, and then he was mad because you were in there. Period.
He wasn't mad because I was
yes,
in there.
Yes, he was. He thought that I sent you in there when I couldn't get a hold of you to stop. It's a double 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Well, this is 30 seconds, so we've cut it down to 30.
You buy the best American-made boards on scaryperryskateboards.com. That, again, is www.scary, S-C-A-R-Y-P-E-R-R-Y, skate, S-K, the number 8, boards, boards.com. American-made.
Right, that's enough. Just stop. You got your fucking little shout-out in there.
Talking about shouting, you want me to shout some more? Ah, you bitch! All you do is bitch, bitch, bitch like a little girl! Fucking whore. And I won't accept a male whore at my house! Not like you! Oh! You wanna fuck me? Fuck you! I'm done. I'm tired. I need to go over get some real food over at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
How is somebody that claims to be broke going to eat at the Rainbow?
Yeah. How is that?
After Don hands me, what is it, like?
Well, officially, we had 3 shout-outs, so split 4 ways, that's under $10 a piece.
Okay,
I'll give you $10, as I promised. I'll always give you at least $10 for gas, if I have to take it out of my pocket. Okay, I'm telling you, Perry, all you got to do is simple little things, and you fuck it up every week. This is getting so frustrating. You have to understand my position. You won't even say that you're sorry for not listening to what you were told to do. You were told not to go into the fucking What the Hucks until I tell you to. I couldn't get a hold of you, and you went on your own. You went in the bathroom. All right, you did that. You've admitted that you did that. You were out of line. But yet you still will scream and say
because
it's my fault. You promised to give Mole a birthday present.
And you didn't. What did I do?
What did Mole do? What has Mole done to you ever except try to be your friend?
And you're stealing all of my money.
Fixed.
You are just not
being fixed.
Yeah, you're being fixed. Perry,
you should be fixed so that you can't have any more kids. Because when you have kids, all they do is file restraining orders against you.
My kid never filed a restraining order.
Yeah,
they were going to. If you kept calling, you told us one day that she threatened to put a restraining.
She threatened me.
All right. And if you would have kept calling and bothering her, she would have filed that restraining order on you.
Thank God I changed my number again. Fucking assholes. You should have saw what happened when I showed up at AT&T. Dude,
yeah.
It was like a dozen and a half phone calls within 3 minutes. I mean, I'd hang up the phone would ring again, with not even within 2 seconds.
That's a good story.
Okay.
Oh my God, look at the clock on the wall.
Oh, well, you know what? What a fun show. But as I see by the clock on the wall, it's time to wrap things up here. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on my Twitter account. It's SimplyDon1. That's with the number 1. Mole, you're not on Twitter. Perry, you're on Twitter.
ScaryPerry818.
And then I'm on Facebook, Don Barris. Mole's at Walter Molininski. Perry, you are at Perry F. Caravelle. That's
K-A-R. C-A-R is in car. A-V is in Victor. E-double-L-O.
Mole, you do have some ways of getting in touch with you, don't you?
Not really, not anymore. I was doing Draw Something, but I can't keep up with it anymore, so now I'm just playing Temple Run.
What do you mean? You're no longer...
Temple Run's a game where you run away from monkeys, you gotta jump over stuff and get gold coins.
Is it fun?
Yeah, you can check in with me there.
Can you really check in there? No.
I don't know.
Don't forget, I'm at the Comedy Store every night. I'm late night, so if you ever want to see me live, come by there. I was thinking of having Perry come by a Ding Dong show, which is every Monday night, 10 p.m., but I don't want that stupid fucking ass there. He ruins the show. He's terrible. He never comes prepared. So put her there, guys, if you can. Maybe for the last time, because this is disgusting. Put her in there, guys. Big three.
What'd you do?
You grabbed my finger.
I didn't do that.
Try again. One more time.
You ready to grab my hand?
Who?
Put her there. Big. Come on, say something. Big. Goodbye.